deserved the championship. Been very consistent throughout the season, as most champions are. And they know the home conditions. I think they've been very good here. So another good performance this week from them. Put us under a lot of pressure, but deserve a chance. We're obviously not I'm sure looked as though they were going to win it most of the year, but they've just pipped them at the end, which is good news for them.
You always said at the start of this season you believed Durham's relegation and points deduction and what would mean at least a two-year spell in Division 2. Has it ended up being tougher than you thought it would be?
I think the reason why it's tough is because we've lost some good players. And I didn't foresee that. I didn't think players would think they would have to leave to further their careers. This county has tried everything to keep the players that have left. And I think that's the disappointing thing is, you know, we've been in the first division all of our since the two divisions have come in, and for players to then say that they need to be playing first division cricket, that really does hurt you when you're trying to get back in the division and you're losing what is four pretty much international players over the last two seasons.
I think it was difficult for Durham to cope with what had happened to them last October. I think this has probably been one of the bleakest weeks the club's had in its recent history to lose two key players, Keaton Jennings and Graham Onions, and then last week's news of Paul Coughlan. I was thinking earlier this week it felt like the heart had been ripped right out of the club, and these sanctions are still continuing and they've gone a lot further than I think anybody probably imagined they would.
Yeah, look, it's it feels a bleak week. We'll keep fighting. And that's the thing at Durham is the overall picture at Durham was created to give opportunities to local homegrown players and allow them to play first class cricket, and that's what we'll continue to do. We'll just have to keep growing some more of those players and hopefully get them into the same standard and position as what these players who are leaving are going. So it's I'm disappointed. I would love for these players to have fought for us. I would love for these players to have stuck around and try to get the team that's helped them over the years back into the first division. But that's their own individual decisions, and each case is different. You know, different between Graham Onions and Paul Coughlan, for example. It's once you're in the second division, people have an excuse to leave. People want to play first division cricket. And that's the disappointing thing, and I just wish they could have stayed around for a few more years and try to get us back into that division.
You've got at least another season to come. You're going to battle on next year. Have you signed on the dotted line yet?
I haven't signed yet, but I'll definitely be playing next year. I'm looking forward to it. I want to keep fighting, and we've got to fight right from the chairman Ian Botham right away down to the tea lady at Durham, and we'll continue to do that. It's for me, it's a great club to play for. They've given me everything throughout the years, and I want to try to help them right away, up until the point where I know I've got no energy left, and I've still got some energy to do it. We might have to recruit. We might have to go to different sources that we don't normally do, because people want success. But we still have good characters in that dressing room who want to fight for Durham, and it's important that every single person in that dressing room wants to do that.
You've rolled back the years finally this season. You've had a great season with the bat. You've enjoyed yourself. Some other good things, I think, to come from it. Certainly Graham Clark's development and Cameron Steele.
Yeah, I think they've been huge success stories, really. We always knew at the start of the year that it was going to be a year of development, bringing players through who probably wouldn't have normally got as many games. And certainly Steely is a real bright spark in the dressing room. He gives us a lot of energy, and obviously with his leg spin as well, he can pick up some important wickets. So I think the way that he's gone about his business has been exceptional. Clark, he's looking the real deal now. So, you know, you've got another year there that these guys have got a bit more experience and confidence from doing well this year. And hopefully come next year, and a couple of additions to the squad, hopefully through the winter, we can have it's an even playing field from the start, so hopefully we can make a bit more of a fist of it.